The Rambam Machos Bereishis. The Rambam in Hilchos Melochim, which is the full title, is The Laws of Kings and Their Wars and Melech HaMashiach. Over there he declares that the Yemais HaMashiach, the days of Mashiach, and the process of the Geula are not dependent on miraculous events. He says, don't expect that the days of Mashiach, the pattern of conduct of the world is going to change, but rather the world will conduct itself in a normal manner. Olam kiminhagui noyeg. And it continues and says, our sages have taught that there is no difference between this world and the world to come, except servitude to the nations. Shibud malchius. Everything will be the same, just we won't be enslaved to the nations. This means to say that even in Yemais HaMashiach, in the first stage, as the Rebbe explains in other places, the world continues to go in a natural way. However, the Jewish people are no longer in a state of servitude to the nations as they were during Golus. In this Sicha, the Rebbe explains how the Jewish nation was chosen by Hashem, and thus the entire creation exists for the sake of the Jewish people. This is stated in Midrashim. The truth is that the nations of the world do not truly hold sway over us. There really is no such thing as servitude to the nations. And now we're quoting the Rebbe from the Sicha. Even though the Jewish people in exile are found in a state of servitude to the nations, and there's a command in the Torah, Dina de Malchusa Dina, the law of the land is the land. The law of the land is the law. Meaning that you have to follow, in certain matters, the law of the land you're in. The reason is not due to fear of the nations of the world at the time of exile, chas v'shalom, but quite the contrary. Jews are the primary thing. Reishis means the primary thing, and the nations of the world were created for their sake, for the sake of the Eden. The reason is that this is the way the Holy One, blessed be He, the Eibishter, ordered things, that this is how things need to be in the time of exile. Meaning that I was saying that the reason that the Torah says Dina de Malchus Adina is because this is how things are supposed to be in the time of Golus, not because we're afraid of, not because we're enslaved to the Goyim. Now continue for the Rebbe from the Sicha. Although in certain matters, monetary cases, taxes, and things like that, Dina de Malchus Adina, the law of the land is the land, yet this does not infringe upon matters of Torah and mitzvahs of the soul. And it also does not infringe on the bodies and the physicality and materiality of a Yid. For he always remains primary, he always remains righteous and above the nations of the world. The command of Dina de Malchus Adina is not because he's in a state of servitude to the nations of the world, but because this is what Hashem decreed to be the state of affairs in exile. Because of our sins, we were exiled from our land. That's the Rebbe stating in the Sikha, quoting the Rebbe in the Sikha. In other words, the Rebbe is stating that we are not now in a state of Shibud Malchus, servitude to the nations, in any respect. Not in turn mitzvahs, which is neshama, and also not in Dina de Malchus Adina, because that's what the Torah says. That was what Hashem wants. This was, in fact, always the case. It's clear, the Rebbe is saying this is always the case. However, it's clear that the Rebbe is indicating that a new threshold has been reached. While the Jewish people have always been in essence above Shibud Malchus, above servitude to the nations, this was not something that was perceptible in the world. It was a world of persecution and suffering for the Jewish people, materially and spiritually. But now, it's possible to recognize that despite that we in the world still operate in the natural way, the Jewish people are not in a state of servitude to the nations of the world. This is evident in the simple sense, which, as the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, the freedom to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs in every country where Jews live. And also, we could say it's referring to something deeper, which the Rebbe does not say explicitly in the Sicha, but we'll explain it according to Chassidus. According to Chassidus, what is meant by nations of the world, which are 70 according to the Torah, 70 nations of the world, is refer to the 70 midos. Right? There are 7 midos, natural, emotional powers of the soul. Each one is divided into 10. 7 times 10 is 70. So the nations of the world correspond to the different variations of our midos, which are, you could say, our natural responses to what we understand according to our human intellect, which, what does the intellect understand? The physical world that we live in. So Shibud Malchus, servitude to the nations, according to Chassidus, means that a person cannot escape the feelings and emotions that are generated by this worldly outlook, by his sechel enushi, his human intellect. To be free of servitude to the nations means, even though one still perceives the world as operating in the natural manner, according to nature, one is not bound and enslaved to this perception. And in fact, one is free to understand things according to Torah and to have feelings and emotions that are generated by Torah rather than by nature and human intellect. As an example, a person needs more income. So the nations of the world, meaning his emotional response, as we said above, they tell him he has to stop giving so much tzedakah, and he has to work more hours, including on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, and that way he'll get more money. The Torah says the opposite. He should increase the amount that he gives to tzedakah, and he should be careful not to work on Shabbos, and that way he'll have more bracha in his parnasa. So shibud malchis means that even though he knows what Torah says, nonetheless, he feels forced to go in a natural way, which means cut back on tzedakah and work on Shabbos. He's enslaved to the outlook of the natural world and his human intellect. To be freed from such a servitude means not only he doesn't feel forced to do these things, on the contrary, can he actually feel that what Torah says is the right thing to do, and to give more tzedakah, and make sure he doesn't work on Shabbos. He's been liberated in such a way, he's been liberated from the natural perspective, the perspective of the animal soul, even though he continues to perceive the world as operating in a natural manner. So we still see a natural world, everyone, most of us, but we are now free to relate to that world in the way that the Torah instructs, without feeling compulsion from the nations of the world, not the nations of the world outside of us who are not passing decrees against Torah and mitzvahs, or from the nations of the world within us who tell us, no, we have to go in the way of nature. And this is the definition of the Rambam of the first period of Yemei Mashiach.